Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. Very glad to have here the part of the huge cast of Tar by Todd Fields. I'm here with Nina Haas, Sophie Kaur, and Noémie Merlant. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a question for the three of you together, because the film is about music, about classical music, about this director, about this maestro. And music has rhythm and pace, and acting has rhythm and pace as well. So was it easier to act in a musical film because you had this kind of state of mind to adapt to the flow of the classical music that was played? There was a connection between the two, or not?
It's funny because I have the feeling this whole film has a certain rhythm and pace. That's the pace of Lydia Tár. So I have the feeling the three of us have to find our own pace being around her. And each of us have a different task, without knowing it, maybe also. But for Sharon, I can say that I always had the feeling that she wants to put her at ease, to finally arrive, to see that life is okay. Mm-hmm. But Lydia is not there yet, and particularly not in the moment that we meet her. So I actually was thinking about creating a different pace than Lydia to lure her in to the more calmer ways of things. So it has, I think you spotted it very well. I don't know if I have the feeling it has something to do with the classical bit of music, but just the rhythm, yeah, is a very musical one.
Sophie, you are a musician.
Yeah.
You came to the wonderful world of movie. And how was the experience? How was acting a musician, being a musician? Because Nina is not a musician, so, and Kate is not either. So which was your different experience in this?
Well, I'd say they're both very musical, so and very intelligent, so I think they played their roles beautifully. I don't know if it's on. Yeah. But I'd say it's hard to say that there are... Are you asking if there are parallels between...
Or was your approach and how was your experience on that?
I mean, I feel like I just tried to make do with what I had. As I said earlier, I watched this a YouTube video, or it's like a really old televised documentary that Michael Caine did, 10 Lessons on Film Acting. And I mean, I was lucky enough to work with some amazing dialect coaches, and I think that really helped me prepare for the character. And obviously working with such a collaborative director who really kind of gave me an insight into what he was thinking and feeling when he wrote Olga, and what her background was and what her thoughts would be. And I mean, Kate was always so kind, supportive, and gave me so many ideas and different takes and tried to make me as comfortable as possible. And sometimes, you know, surprised me as well. So I feel like it was just very natural. And I got to learn and watch. And, yeah, I was just on set way too long, longer than my day, was just trying to learn and take it all in. So, I don't know.
I have a question, of course, for Noémie. Noémie, your character is as a kind of a burst of pride at some point in the film, so, and it disappears, but it stays very present even if it's not physically on screen, because the importance of Francesca in the realm of Lydia's life is really important. How was it to play this kind of one step back character together? I mean, behind this huge persona of Lydia, and behind Cate Blanchett, which is like, as we know, a fantastic actress. So was the same... Did you find a parallel in Noémie acting, playing with Kate, and Francesca living with and working for Lydia?
Yes, of course, yeah. I used this parallel of Noémie having the chance to learn from observing Kate during the process of creation of her character. I was watching her, and was in the audience, and I was watching her, you know, building and budding her Lydia Tár, and that was amazing. And it I use this admiration, love, and Francesca is the same. She's in completely in love with music. She's in the shadow. You never see her touching an instrument. But we needed to feel this love because she wants to become a conductor. She wants to become Lydia in a way. So she's this parallel of Francesca also watching her and observing her. Yeah, I used that. But that was
the admiration that your character has for Lydia. There is this huge admiration. You admire her, and we see that Francesca admires her a lot. Yeah. She wants to become like her at some point of her life.
Yeah, so she loves her, and at the same time she hates her. She's just controlling, for now, the schedule of Lydia. But, you know, in the movie, it's like, who controls who? Because she has a power on Lydia's life, in a way. I would not say too much, but so it's very interesting, because I think all the characters in this movie are really multidimensional, and you never know who is the hero, who is the villain, who is, you know.
Yeah, you never know who's real. We have to trust 100%, because there's always a side of it that it's not clear.
And because it's a really hard world. You were talking about music. For me, it's not a movie about music. I didn't know nothing about classical music, but what was interesting for me is, I think for all who watch the movies, that you can set this this story in any world, because it talks about the dynamic of power, the process of creation. If we all want to work of our passion. And how do we deal with that? How do we support each other? And at the same time, we want to think about ourselves. And it's very interesting and powerful and complex questions, I think.
Nina, you and Kate, I mean, in the film, are lovers. But you're both musicians. So there is this double level of personal affection and professionalism that has to be preserved. How did you work with Kate in order to balance and to keep the balance of this in the personal life, in the personal world of Sharon and Lydia, and in the professional world of Sharon and Lydia?
Well, I always thought of it, and also in the talks and discussions with Kate and Todd, that those two characters, Sharon and Lydia, met through the passion for music. Because what I wasn't really aware, but what this position of being a concert master in an orchestra, of being the first violin, actually means. So for Sharon, like Lydia, she must have worked incredibly to get there. So she is an amazing musician, violinist, and she's in a position of power as well, because she leads the orchestra, but mainly also her string section. And she very closely works together with the conductor, who's not the guest conductor anymore, but the chief, so Lydia. So I think through that that strong passion for what they're doing, that's how they fell in love also. And that's how they keep being in love. And that, I think Sharon respects and admires Lydia so much, but also there's a little bit of that coming from Lydia towards Sharon, because she knows they are great musical collaborators also. You know, and that to me, it's like a fluid thing, you know, that keeps the love alive, but also the professional. I always thought Sharon just wants to give Lydia the biggest freedom she needs to be as creative and free for her work as possible.
Music is the master.
I think it because it's true. I saw it with Sophie.
I saw it. The musician that can tell that.
Yeah, you never stop. Yeah. It's in you. You know. It's in you. And
Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Nina Aus, Sophie Carrer, and Noemi Merlin for the film Tar at the Venice Festival. Thank you very much for this talk. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.